I thought this was a really interesting story that came out this week, that this is a town in Ireland, Leah, that they have come together, and it's not like on law. It's not something that's being dictated by the municipal or provincial or government, federal government in Ireland.
It's parent-led.
It's parent-led, yes. Yeah. And it's a voluntary ban on smartphones for kids as old as 13. So some kids in this area may have to wait until their teens to take a look and have fun with their smartphones. This has won the support of many parents in this area, and they're reporting that parents in this town, it's about 45 minutes from Dublin, have joined together to implement the ban that seeks to ban smartphone use until kids reach secondary school, until they're about 12 or 13 years old. Now, the hope is that the ban will help prolong childhood, lessen anxiety and exposure to adult materials, and that smartphone usage, you know, that often leads to that kind of thing. We've seen studies on that before. So the Parents Association, along the district's 8 primary schools, where kids range from about 4 to 12, can opt into the ban. And it is meant to be enforced not only at school, but also at home. So this is not just a school hours thing. This is at home, too. Like, no cell phone, no smartphone at all until you're at least 12 years old.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a hard time. There will be people who say, yeah, it's voluntary, and my kid's already got a phone, and they're going to have a phone, and whatever the case may be. But I think we're just getting younger and younger when it comes to the age of kids that are getting cell phones. And
oh, absolutely.
They're saying there's a lot of anxiety for kids. They're, you know, because of what is said, like peer pressure online. We've all heard about that, likes and comments, but also kids being exposed to adult material, and it causes them a lot of stress and anxiety. And they're saying kids just need to be kids, and cell phones aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this is, again, as Leah mentioned, it's a voluntary ban. This is not something that's going to be enforced by bylaw officers or the police or whatever. But, you know, it's something that parents are bringing up themselves and signing in to voluntarily restrict their kids ages 4 to 12, or, you know, maybe even 13, until they're in secondary school, from having a smartphone. Not all parents, though, are down with this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they made it a voluntary program. And I don't know, would you like to see something like this in your neighborhood, in your school system, where your kids would be banned from using their cell phone? And not, again, not only at school, but all the time.
Well, I think it's kind of an age thing, because I think that, you know, there is a bit of a slippery slope. I know, you know, my kids are adults now, but when they wanted to get a phone, when they got a phone, there were already a bunch of kids that already had them. And I said, well, you're not getting one till high school, basically. I think they were, what, 13, 14 going into high school?
Sure.
And
you're like you said, the age has gone down, I think, a little bit.
Oh, I think so,
now,
too, for sure.
And, you know, kids are getting cell phones, or even just, not even the phone part, but even like using smart devices, maybe without the cell service.
And I know that they use them, and maybe, you know, I'm wrong, because, you know, teachers will say they need them, but, you know, they use them in school sometimes for study or for projects or whatever. But I'm thinking that's not such a good idea to rely on having those phones in a classroom, depending on the age. And maybe that's only secondary,
yeah,
but still.
I'm shocked that even in secondary school, that you
don't
should not
it.
Have your phone out.
I agree.
Like, I'm surprised. I'll text my nephew sometimes during the day about the Lions or something like that, because he's a huge football fan, and he'll respond to me right away.
Yeah.
Like, aren't you in class right now? Like, you talk about a distraction.
Yeah.
I think that's where the ban should be. Okay, phone's in your bag or in your pocket or something, because we're going to do some schoolwork here. Unless, you know, and I don't know, like, use your computers or something if you are, you know, locked down to only certain programs if we're doing it for learning. But I don't think there should be any kind of ban for kids. I think it's up to parents to teach them the right ways to use it. And kids are going to be kids. They're going to find ways to find adult material or whatever. And I think it's up to parents and maybe the school system to teach the dangers of being online, of social media, what to watch out for and all that stuff. And there's different programs and apps that you could put on your kid's phone that you can monitor what they're doing. So you know what? I think it's one of those things that you're going to have a very hard time taking away a phone now, especially, and even if you do it right from the beginning, no phones until high school, their friends are all going to have them.
Well, I guess it depends on where you go. There's a story from the Times of India that says there is a town in India that has effectively banned smartphone usage for everyone under the age of, wait for it.
Yeah, okay, what?
18.
Come on, 18, get
18.
Out of here.
And if you're caught using a smartphone, you're going to face a small financial penalty.
Wow.
18.
18? Now, you imagine if, here, 18?
Oh, my God, they would be rioting in the streets.
You can drive a car, but you can't place a phone call.
Yeah. Or a text. I know.
You're just not mature enough to do that. Now get in your car and go have a smoke.
And
like, come on, 18.
Go vote while you're at it.
Right.
Maybe.
And then go fight for your country.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
But, you know, I don't think, because this is really the first generation, too, of kids, or maybe the second, but no, first, where people are, their eyeballs are glued to a small screen. There's not enough studies done to know what kind of an impact this is having on people. There's some studies out there that have suggested, of course, the emotional and the mental strain.
For social media?
Yeah. That
are
kids
you talking
are
about
having
physical strain on like eyeballs
everything.
And stuff like
physical
that?
Physical or emotional or mental. Don't know enough about it.
Text at 10-800. I'm an elementary teacher. Phones are the biggest problem in our classrooms. You'd be shocked how many parents call their kids on their phone during class. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed
That's
in class.
That's outrageous. No, they shouldn't be allowed in class. And parents, you know, we were talking about the jabroni of the week. Parents that call their kids in the middle of class know their recess time or their lunch time, and unless it's a 911 level 11 emergency, don't be calling your kids during class and having the phone ring in class. Are you kidding me? What are the kids that they get?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Like, what kind of slappy parent is doing that?
Well, but they, you know, maybe you have to have a system-wide, an interceptor, interrupter in the school.
Jam the signals in the school. That can't be that hard to do. Or teach here. You try to get Wi-Fi access in this building? No chance.
No. But if you have data, you're fine, right?
True. Okay, we'll continue this coming up next segment. Should phones be banned for kids under 13 before secondary school? No smartphones at home or school for kids.
Yeah, and what was the age for you that you let your kid have a phone?
Yeah. Yeah, how did you decide? Okay, they're ready. And it's always the younger one who gets it sooner. Because, the walls have been broken by the older one. 519-792-2559, star 800. Love to hear from teachers, too. What's it like, cell phones in the classroom for even grade school kids? What is that like? Town in Ireland have come together and voluntarily banned smartphones for kids as old as 13. So basically saying, Leah,
13
if,
and under.
13 and under. So if you're not in secondary school, no smartphone for you. This is not only in schools. This is in life in general, that there are no smartphones for you. What do you think of this idea? Would you join up? This is completely voluntary, which I don't know how well that's going to work if it's not, mandatory. But, what should happen with kids? When did you decide to get your kids a smartphone or a smart device that they were allowed to carry with them daily basis, bring it to school? 519-792-2559. Teachers, I want to hear from teachers, too.
Well,
how much of a distraction is this in the classroom?
Here is a text from a teacher that says, I've been teaching high school for 26 years. The biggest battle I face every day is kids on their cell phones, from TikTok to Snapchat, to the constant video games, to parents calling and texting their kids, telling their kids that they're outside with their lunch, they just bought them, to needing to tell them something. It's always fun when you get asked if they can go pick up their DoorDash. It's out of control, and the teachers are given zero backing. Do your kids a favor. Do not let them get a phone. Let them buy it when they can afford it, please. I mean, why are the school boards so afraid to implement a no phone policy during school hours? If you're out on a break, if you have a spare, if it's your lunch, fill your boots. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no phones.
Your boots. Yeah, I'm stunned by this, too. Like, I can't believe they're allowed in the classroom. They should be totally banned. What a distraction that is. Like, we know how all of us get distracted, let alone like a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old's brain, even in high school. I can't believe you could have your phone. We heard from a teacher that said there's parents that call their kids during class. During class. Wow. Text at 10-800. I got a cell phone when I was able to pay for it myself. My parents never bought me a phone. So sometime around the age of 15 years old, and maybe that's what it is, until they can afford to get their own phone, pay for it themselves. Maybe you teach them responsibility with having a monthly bill and having to go find a part-time job to pay for it. Maybe that's when they're able to get a phone. But everybody's parents different, right? I mean, some parents say, well, you know, you're not getting a car. We're not going to buy you a car. You're going to have to buy your own car. And others will, okay, we're going to buy you a car, so we don't have to drive you anymore and you can get around town. So it's all, I guess, your financial situation, your parenting style and all that. But I'm like, I would not ban my kid, even if they were younger than 13, from having a smartphone. But I certainly would not want them having it in school, like in the locker, in your bag. No, nothing in the classroom. Like, that's crazy.
I know. Well, and they deal with it. Although one parent did say that they have a teen in high school, and their teacher says, no cell phones in my class. And if you're caught using it, you get a detention. Well, I'm sure there would be parents out there that would fight that detention and say, ha, nice try. But
why would they fight that? That's the rules of the class. And I think teachers could implement that on their own. Why would they fight that?
Yeah. And why is it that they're not getting the background? Who's the jabroni at the school board who won't make the decision to say no phones in a classroom?
Let's get this policy going.